Call to order. First item up in priority is not here.
It's the subcommittee that I was on.
Great. Senator Crowe, thank you very much.
This is regarding the statewide interpreter certification program, Senate Bill 38. The bill establishes the process to implement a statewide interpreter certification program. The Judicial Department will be responsible for certification of court interpreters and for the interpreters needed in state agency hearings. This includes contested case hearings and other hearings that are subject to judicial review. The requirement is effective July 1, 2001. Amendments to the bill remove general fund appropriation and emergency clause. Senate Bill 5511, the end of the session reconciliation bill, contains $200,000 general fund appropriation for the program. Budget notes in Senate Bill 5511 require the department and the executive branch to work together on a statewide implementation plan. General Government Subcommittee recommends approval.
Thank you, Senator Crowe. Are there any questions on Senate Bill 38? Comments? Are there any no votes? Hearing none and seeing none, it's passed. Senate Bill 540 relating to Spinal Cord Research Board, Representative Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 540A in gross establishes an 11-member Spinal Cord Injury Research Board. It also creates a Spinal Cord Injury Research Fund to receive legislative appropriations, grants, and gifts. The fund is to be used to provide grants for research on the treatment and cure of spinal cord injuries. This measure came from the Senate Health and Human Services Committee with a do-pass recommendation. The bill was referred to Ways and Means because it contained a $1 general fund appropriation. The Public Safety Regulation Subcommittee has reservations about the cost of maintaining an additional state board or agency. Because of this, the subcommittee amended the bill to replace the $1 general fund appropriation with a $1 other fund expenditure limitation. The subcommittee further amended the bill to ensure that the newly created board could not come to the emergency board for an allocation from the emergency fund unless authorized by the assembly. Your subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 540.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You did a good job on this. We only spent about 3 hours working on dollars.
Critical bill, sir.
Critical
democracy in America. Well, I would like to comment Pat Richards came the sponsor of the bill. I think it made all the difference in the world, and it was a good exercise in the participatory sport of democracy. I think we got this bill around to the place where it should be, that it's not going to be state-funded at all, and yet it does give them the vessel to go forth and try to collect private and grant monies.
Thank you, Representative Leffert. Any further questions, comments? Are there any no votes on Senate Bill 540? Hearing
and I'm a courtesy no.
Courtesy no. Hey. Good thing we're leaving. Okay. Pass. Let the record show also that Representative Schreiderlein did to get that as a no vote. Okay. Courtesy no vote. Senate Bill 1179 relating to land use planning. Representative Wessel.
Oh, yes, sir. Senate Bill 1179 changes the time period for notification of property owners of zoning changes proposed by city ordinances under ballot measure 56 passed by the voters in November of 1998. Cities and counties must notify in writing all property owners potentially affected by ordinances that change comprehensive plans, land use plans, or zoning. The current requirement for notification of these types of land use changes is that at least 20 days, but not more than 40 days before the date of the first hearing on the proposed ordinance. Senate Bill 1179 changes this requirement to at least 30 days, but not more than 50 days before the date of the first hearing for ordinances that propose to rezone property. The time period for notification of comprehensive plan changes remains unchanged. Public Safety Subcommittee recommends your approval.
Thank you, Representative Westland. Any questions, comments? Senate Bill 1179.
Just a quick comment, sir.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate the co-chairs, the Madam Co-Chair's involvement in this and working with us on this and made something that wasn't going to be so good, or at least tolerable enough that I think everyone can get what they want out of it.
Yes. Good. Excellent job. Yeah. Okay. Further questions or comments? Are there any no votes on 1179? Hearing none and seeing none, it has passed. Senate Bill 2133 relating to taxation. Representative Pappy is going to carry that. Representative Butler is going to hear.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2133 would create a refundable personal and corporate income tax credit based upon a claim of right income adjustment. Claim of right income occurs when a taxpayer must return income received and taxed in a prior year. Under current Oregon law, only a deduction was allowed in the year the income must be returned. This bill would change Oregon law to make it more consistent with federal law, which allows either a deduction or a credit. The bill specifies that Oregon taxpayers can use the deduction or credit only when a similar adjustment is made on their federal income tax return. The changes in the tax law are retroactive to tax year 1998, beginning January 1, 1998. The subcommittee was unanimous in its support of this bill and recommends your approval.
Thank you, Representative Patrick. Any questions, comments on House Bill 2133? Are there any no votes? Hearing none and seeing none, passed. House Bill 2196, adoption of amendments. Senator Nunn.
2197, there are some conflict amendments included in your package. The House Bill 2197. This is a bill that has previously been through the Ways and Means Committee. It deals with a limitation on the amount of loan guarantees on ODOT projects that will be funded through revenue bonds be paid for by the Chief of the Transportation Plan. Since that time, there's been other legislation that has been enacted and those that have not, and these are the conflict amendments to clarify the statutes, and we would urge that we pass House Bill 2197 back out when they do pass recommendations.
Thank you, Senator Anna. Any questions or comments on House Bill 2197? Hearing none and seeing none, it is so ordered. The next meeting will probably be around 8:30, 9-ish in that area of full committee. We have a special committee of the consolidation and so forth of the whatever we call it. Reconciliation or what have you at 7:30, and that will be coming to you in full committee at around 8:30. 9 o'clock, which should be a very important committee. Thank you for coming.
I have a gift for Representative Westland.
Oh, do you really? Would you come forward and present it to me?
A presentation based upon some negotiations we've been having.
We show that to everybody.
Yeah, right. What does it say, Representative Westland?
The 1999 legislative session endgame. Representative Ben Westland, Deputy Dog Co-Chair, Ways and Means. Heads, I win. Heads, I win.
Joint Committee on Ways and Means Budget Reconciliation Subcommittee, Friday, July 23rd, 1999, 7:30 p.m., Hearing Room F.